You're listening to SBS News.
8 European Union countries on the Baltic Sea border have gathered to announce a sevenfold increase of wind power production by 2030. It forms part of a regional strategy to become less reliant on Russian natural gas after the country cut off or significantly reduced supplies to a dozen EU countries. Speaking at the Baltic Sea Energy Security Summit in Copenhagen, Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen warns of an overdependence on Russian energy.
As we stand here together today, we are the front line of European energy security, and we are sharing a huge potential for offshore wind. We have agreed to build an even closer cooperation on energy and green transition. We need to put all necessary instruments to use to free us from Putin's gas and energy. But as long as we depend on fossil fuels, we will be at a risk, all of us. So we have to speed up the green transition.
Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin echoed calls to invest in clean energy, saying the country cut off its gas imports from Russia months ago. Ms. Marin added the war in Ukraine shows a need for Europe to have more autonomy in its energy supply and to avoid reliance on authoritarian states.
Russia's cruel war against Ukraine has affected us all in many ways. Russia is using energy supplies as a tool, as a weapon, to put pressure on our societies. Europe's dependency on Russian fossil fuels must come to an end as soon as possible. We are now moving towards that goal. Finland has already cut our ties to Russia's gold, coal and oil. The gas pipeline deliveries also came to an end already months ago.
European transitions towards cleaner energy are also aiming to reduce the climate impact of fossil fuel energy sources. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters in Slovenia that the bloc was preparing structural energy reforms that would tackle high costs, but did not provide further details. She urged European countries to work together to tackle the energy crisis during her address at the Baltic Summit.
We see energy prices breaking record after record. The consequences for households and companies are not sustainable anymore. And what we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
For years, Russia has threatened European energy security, according to Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. He insists energy security is synonymous with energy reform.
This is why all our considerations around energy should bear in mind that Russia is using energy as a weapon. And this, therefore, energy security even more important than energy transformation, because there is no energy transformation without energy security.
This occurs as there are widespread concerns in Europe over energy rationing this winter, as the region faces severe shortages in gas supply and surging electricity prices. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne on Monday warned companies to prepare to ration as they will be worst affected.
In the face of the risk of energy shortage this winter, we only have one path: the reduction in energy consumption. I propose that we organise this reduction together. If we do not do so, if each one does not do their part, brutal gas outages could take place, from one day to the next, with serious economic and social consequences.
According to Belgium's energy minister, Europe will face 5 to 10 terrible winters if nothing is done to reduce gas prices. Tin van der Straeten said gas prices should be frozen and not used to dictate the price of electricity. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer echoed his sentiments, saying Putin should not be allowed to determine European electricity prices. The countries agreed at the summit to set combined goals for offshore wind in the Baltic Sea region of at least 19.6 gigawatts by 2030. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.